Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Seychelle Van Poole, and today we have a very special episode for you because we are coming to you live from Anaheim, California with Keller Williams Family Reunion. And we have a very special guest with us today. Anusha Parameswaran is joining us. And not only does she run a big empire and build a big life, but she has a beautiful daughter that she is incredibly proud of, a business that she's grown that we can't wait to tell you about. And also, she has overcome some of the most incredible obstacles to get to where she is today. So I'm excited for us to dive in with her and for you to learn, as I got to as well, her backstory, what drives her, what motivates her, and most importantly, how she does what she does. So join us for Anusha today. Thank you for joining us, and let's dive right on in. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm Seychelle Van Poole, and I'm co-founder of Van Poole Properties, more importantly, though, co-founder of Her Best Life. And we are broadcasting here from Radio Row.
Whoa.
I know.
In Anaheim.
Yes, at Family Reunion.
I love it.
And I am here with the amazing Anusha Parameswaran.
I love it.
And I am so excited to have you here because you're someone that I have known from a distance for a little while, but this is actually our first time to get to sit down together.
It is.
And I'm so excited for those of you listening because Anusha has an amazing background. And so tell us how you came to real estate, Anusha.
Okay. How did I come to real estate? Wow. Okay. So I grew up, I'm first generation Sri Lankan American. And my father is an accountant, 80 years old next month. And he always dabbled in land sales. Well, didn't dabble. He did really well in land as a second job, as a second thing. And we used to go on these amazing trips.
Wow.
Like worldwide trips.
Wow.
And I went through a horrible marriage and divorce, very toxic relationship.
With kids.
And I have a daughter, yes. So she was 5 at the time. And I was like, what industry can I get into where I can still be there and have time and have freedom, which are two of the absolute not reasons why you get into real estate.
It does sound great, though, when you think about it from the outside.
But that's not why you get into it. Those things don't exist if you don't plan for that, right?
Right.
And so it was real estate, and I studied and I got my real estate license. I wanted to be there for her, and I didn't want anybody to tell me that I couldn't be at a doctor's appointment or I couldn't be take her on a field trip or I didn't want anybody to tell me that.
Yeah.
And so that's why I chose real estate. And
so I have a question for you with that. So being a mom, at that time of a young girl getting into real estate, how did you protect your time with your daughter while building your business?
It was the hardest thing that I've ever, I'm going to cry just even saying it because I didn't in the beginning. Like it was hard, right? Because I was I'm her mom, I'm her everything.
Yes.
And it was very difficult for me to manage time. I was in survival mode, which is go out there and get the business done and get deals and do this and do that. And I was in straight survival mode that I wasn't, right? So she would come with me to work.
Yeah.
She would lay underneath the table. She would clean the office. Like she would do all of that stuff. She'd go with me on showings. Like she grew up in the industry, right?
She was your assistant.
She was everything. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So if you could go back
if I could,
and tell yourself, you know, what do I wish I would have known getting into the business as a single parent?
Yeah.
What advice would you have for somebody getting in? In that same situation.
Yeah, you know, love yourself. Focus on yourself first because life events happen. And life is happening for us, not to us, right? And life events happen and they're going to happen. It's not always going to be perfect. Things are going to happen. And if you're not taking care of you and if you're not taking care of yourself, then you authentically can't be there for your kids or for your clients or for anybody else, right? And I didn't know that then. I thought that go work and go make the ends meet and do this and do that and go do all of those things so that she has a roof over her head and that she's got, you know, and that's being a good mom. And yes, all of those things are important, especially when you're the one doing it, right? What I knew and what the
and
culture
security.
And security.
You were trying to provide security and shelter and food and like that. When your what we've learned by doing the Empire Building podcast is when your basic needs aren't met, It's very hard to think about that next level, right? Which is the altruistic self.
Yeah.
And so what I'm hearing from you is being in that survival mode, you had to take care of the basic needs first, which real estate gives us a huge gift that we can jump into and create, which you did beautifully.
Yes.
And now you're in that next level of enlightenment, right? Of like the altruistic self.
Yes.
And getting to take care of that. So how do you do that now?
Well, so now, and I really think that, you know, and it's really, sometimes I get nervous to say this, but I really think that the pandemic was a gift for some people, as much as it was not a gift for many, right? Like there's so, we all had some really tragic things take place. And at the same time, we were forced to go inside and self-reflect, or at least I was. Mm-hmm. And there were so many days of just walking to the nearby neighborhood pocket park and sitting there and journaling and writing and reading. And I, through that process, it was, okay, I feel so much more full and better when I get up at 4 a.m. and do my meditation and read and write and drink my coffee. And I'm not like responding to everything that's coming at me.
Yeah.
Because then I'm in flight mode.
Yes.
Because everything that's coming at me is just not good, or it's a problem solving, or it's this or it's that, right? And so it's, it was really through that. It was take care of me first. And it's just those few hours in the morning makes a world of difference.
Yeah.
Because then I can show up at a better level. And I don't have to show up at a better level. People see me.
Yes.
And it's like my energy.
Yes.
Is a lot better, and people see that and they can feel that because energy is a real thing, right?
So
they see me smiling more and they see me happy and they see me doing things, and that in itself changes the dynamic of the dynamic.
Yeah,
exactly.
So I love that you're pointing out that what could be a really difficult situation, we can control, right, our actions and our attitude, and you chose to turn that into a gift, not only a gift for your clients, but really a gift for you.
Yeah.
And so as the world has opened back up, as it's gotten busier, as it's gotten crazier, how do you protect that sense of self? How do you protect that time?
It's so, now it's a priority. It's so important to me that it's time blocked, right? Like my alarm goes off at a certain time and now it's like, I'm going to meditate, I'm going to journal, I'm going to write. That doesn't happen every morning. There are mornings that I'll wake up and say, I don't want to meditate, or but I want to play with my plants. Like I'm going to go water my plants. Whatever it is, it's me time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a priority because I've realized if I don't have me time, I'm going to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be healthy. I'm not going to show up. So nothing comes in the middle of it. And then there's accountability around it. Everybody knows.
Ooh.
I talk about it. People know. People like, you know, my partner knows, my daughter knows, my coworkers, like everybody knows Anusha is going to get up and this is what she's going to do from about 4 to 7, stay away. Like this is, you know, like people know that.
Yeah.
That's her time.
Well, you've set good boundaries then.
It's good boundaries.
Yep.
And I think that's really important. And because the rest of the day, I'm putting too much stress on myself if I'm going to try to allocate like, oh, in the afternoon, I'm going to do this and that's unrealistic expectations on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I know what I can control these few hours when the rest of the world, I mean, is still asleep. Or
that's right. Well, they are still asleep and you're getting your me time. So as you've created these beautiful building blocks and these foundational pieces to be able to stack on top of each other, what's the next piece that you're working towards, or the next challenge that you're, you know, actively trying to figure out in your world right now that maybe you're still in active, right? Like active work, or we call it active failure, right? Even sometimes like you're failing forward trying to figure something out. What does that look like?
So I want to now, you know, my daughter's 21
and
she's incredible and she's like very independent. And I'm always going to be there to support and to be there for her. And at the same time, I'm going to cry. At the same time, I want to be able to give back, right? Like it's so important to me that I'm helping on a professional level, coaching other women, single moms. And it's something that I really want to move towards. And that's the next level of my life.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love that you're doing that.
As a leader, it can be lonely. You're ready to grow and you realize you need the right community to get you there. With Empire Circle, you'll be surrounded by driven, adventurous women who want more in business and in life. You'll get real-time feedback, personalized guidance, and honest advice from seasoned leaders who have built businesses and net worths in the hundreds of millions, all while living their big lives. If this sounds like the fuel you need to level up your business and your life, Empire Circle is absolutely for you. You can get more information at herbestlife.com by clicking on Empire Circle. Come and let's build your empire together.
Yeah.
That's a true full circle gift that you get to give right there.
Yeah.
So if for all of our listeners today, if there was one way in which you could help pay it forward to them, how could they find out about the ways in which you're helping other women in that same position? Because we have a lot of our listeners that are single parents or about to be single parents that are going through that sort of a situation. How could they engage with you in something like that?
Well, they can email me or call me or reach out to me. I mean,
we'll put that in the show notes.
I think that everybody, I mean, when you hear another woman's story, you don't even need to like talk to them. You can just hear their story and know like I'm not alone. I can get through this. And I would love to talk to other women that are going through this and help just to be a sounding board and a resource just to listen to them and give them that confidence. Because I think it's so important when you read stories or you're on a Facebook private group or you see something on Instagram and you're not sure, like, should I leave the marriage? Should I stay? Should I try one more time? Should I, you know, and sometimes that's a life and death decision.
It can be. Yeah.
Right. To know that you've got support in another woman is really important.
Yes.
Like, we need to all hold each other's hand, no matter where we are in the world, and bring each other to the other side of this, right?
Yeah.
Because there is a better side on that. And a lot of women don't leave and because they think like, well, am I going to be able to make it? What happens if this or what happens if that? Or
can I support myself? How am I literally going to survive and put food on the table and a roof over our heads?
And where there's a will, there's a way. And if you believe in yourself, you can do it, right? Like you just, and what one thing that's really cool is that adrenaline in you won't let you fail. I mean, you'll fail, which is a good thing. You want to fail, but that adrenaline in you isn't going to let you perish from this earth.
It's not going to let you quit.
It's not going to let you quit. Right. That's the exact, like that adrenaline is going to like, you're going to keep like, okay, I'm going to figure it out. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're listening today out there to all of our amazing listeners and you're hearing this and this is resonating with you, I want you to know you're not alone and that Anusha is here to help also.
Yes.
And she's an amazing testament to when there is a will, there's a way. And there's passion and a purpose.
Yes. Possibilities.
And possibilities on the other side of that pain.
There so is.
And it's
that's
worth
what you're
it.
Here for, right?
Yes. And it's worth it. And I think our industry is one that's given us a gift that we can get to the other side of that.
Yeah.
And actually create the life
that
can provide all of those
things. KW changed my life in that way, right?
Yeah. Like,
because there's the tools and the resources to do more than just selling a house.
Yes.
So.
Yes. And I think when you put those into action and you're a living tribute of that, not only are you providing for your family, but now you're building a world bigger where you have the freedom to give back.
Yeah.
And that is so incredible that we get to do that.
Yeah.
In this
I think
life.
We all have that responsibility to be the best version of ourselves and to take ourselves and do. We have that responsibility here on earth, right? To be your best and highest version of who you can possibly be.
If you were to leave our guests with, you know, one additional piece of advice today before we end, what would you say that is?
Love yourself, believe in yourself. And it is true that life is happening for you. It's not happening to you, right? It is your life and you get to choose. Nobody can take it away from you. Nobody can tell you what to do. Nobody can tell you how to live or who to be. It's your choice. It's your like given right to be who you want to be and go be the best that you can.
That is a mic drop. Wow, Anusha, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. I can't tell you how amazing it is to have somebody that has overcome so many things as you have and has really figured out your big why and what drives you in both serving your clients and growing your business, but also showing up as an amazing mom and parent. I want to thank you for that. And for all of those of you out there with us that are building your big businesses, don't forget, like Anusha has done so beautifully, to go out there and live that big life and remember that big why too. Thanks for joining us. Bye, guys.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.